Well, it's Monday. It's time for Heritage Highlights. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. And now it's time for Fran Lamb.
Ben Milam, the namesake of Milam County, played a crucial role in the fight for Texas independence, but he never lived to see independence realized. And now we'll hear the rest of the story. History tells us that Ben Milam was a partner in a silver mine operation in Nuevo León. In 1835, Milam was captured and imprisoned at Monterrey, Mexico by Santa Anna. Milam eventually escaped thanks to sympathetic jailers who gave him a horse and let him flee. While fleeing Nuevo León, Ben Milam encountered a company of Texas soldiers commanded by George Collingsworth. From them, he learned of their plans to run Santa Anna and his soldiers out of Texas and claim independence. Milam's patriotic spirits were stirred, and he quickly joined the Collingsworth band and went off to fight at Goliad. While returning from a scouting mission, Milam learned that a majority of the Texas Army had decided not to move from Goliad to attack San Antonio, but instead wanted to go into winter quarters and regroup. The idea troubled Milam as he was convinced that putting off an assault of San Antonio would be a disaster for the cause of independence. Milam then made his famous impassioned plea, "Who will go with old Ben Milam to San Antonio?" 400 volunteered to attack at dawn on the 5th of December of 1835. So now you know, in that first battle of San Antonio, often called the Siege of Bear, the Mexican army lost upwards of 400, killed, deserted, or wounded. The Texas force lost only 30. During the course of the fighting, Texas hero Ben Milam was killed by a rifle shot from a sniper. He was only 48 years old. In that battle, Texas forces greatly outnumbered the Mexican forces, and the Mexicans surrendered and vacated San Antonio just a few days later. So the Alamo would stand until that fateful attack in the spring of 1836 that we call the Battle of the Alamo. Later in April of 1836, Santa Anna surrendered to Sam Houston, and Texas gained its independence from Mexico. A statue of Ben Milam, erected in 1936 with funds appropriated by the U.S. government, now stands on the courthouse grounds in Cameron, county seat of Milam County, just a few miles from the Brazos River. I'm Fran Lamb, and this has been another episode of Heritage Highlights. For information about Heritage Highlights or to listen to previously aired programs, visit our new website at heritagehighlights.org.
Well, thank you, Fran. And, of course, next Monday we'll have another edition of Heritage Highlights. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo, Brazos Valley.